Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, people, and topics that are important to you. And we should mention that everyone here knows what the impact of the coronavirus pandemic has been, but some of the impacts are going to be felt for a long time to come, and some of them may not have hit, but might be projected at this time. I mean, when you think back to it, our economy was booming. People were feeling like they were getting back to normal in terms of their economic well-being after the Great Depression, and then COVID-19 hit, and Colorado rapidly went from a 2.5% unemployment rate in February to an estimated 14%. And we're going to see more numbers that could paint a clearer picture of what our state's unemployment rate is. We had another 2.4 million people nationwide file for unemployment, and that is in the last week, and those numbers just released, so that now nationwide we're at about 38 million people unemployed. And so everyone who's been experiencing this has had their families thrown into turmoil. They're trying to balance paying rent, food, utilities, and we know healthcare is a necessity, but it is getting little attention other than how it's interacting with the COVID-19 numbers these days. So you should know this, that when you lose a job, you may have an opportunity to continue your health care through COBRA, but others may not have that ability. And COBRA is a finite time length that you can get it. So we're going to be talking today on the show about what will be the new challenge going forward in terms of people being able to have insurance or get medical care, and how will we come together to address this issue. My guests today represent, well, first, Dr. Beth Jewell, who's a family physician at Community Health Partnership, and CHP, as it's known, works with organizations to help resolve health issues so that people can get back on their feet and get the care they need. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jewell.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be here.
And I also have as another guest Phyllis Albritton, who's a managing consultant for the Colorado Safety Net Collaborative. This collaborative is comprised of safety net clinics around the state of Colorado, and it's a collection of health centers that serve people in a welcoming way and specializes in care for those that are uninsured, underinsured, and on Medicaid, as well as ways that people can get healthy and stay healthy. And Phyllis, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Shannon. Pleasure to be here with you.
And we should mention that CHP, Community Health Partnership, is a member of the Colorado Safety Net Collaborative. So I'm going to start off this segment by focusing my questions at Dr. Jewell. And thank you so much, Dr. Jewell, for joining us. We should mention Dr. Jewell is also the medical director of CATCH. And perhaps, Dr. Jewell, before we get to explaining what Community Health Partnership is, can you talk a little bit about what CATCH is?
Okay. CATCH stands for Coordinated Access to Community Health. And back in 2006, Community Health Partnership saw a growing need for healthcare services in our community's uninsured and low-income residents. So our goal is to increase access to care for the uninsured and underinsured so that small health problems don't become big health problems and overwhelm the healthcare system. Before COVID, about 5.6% of El Paso County residents did not have health care service. We do not know what that number is yet now.
Right. And we're still seeing that as other businesses decide that, you know, this is just not the right time for them to keep a workforce on. And so we will be seeing this play out. It's not over. It's still playing out. It's still transitioning. So we were talking about how CATCH is under the umbrella of Community Health Partnership. Tell us a little bit about CHP.
Okay. CHP is sort of a backbone organization that creates space for idea generation and exploration. We do that by facilitating, connecting, innovating, and solving problems in four key areas: substance abuse issues, suicide prevention, homelessness, and access to care, which is what we're here to talk about today.
Right. And since you lead CATCH under CHP. What is their ultimate mission? What is their ultimate goal?
Our ultimate goal is to improve the health of the Pikes Peak region.
Mm-hmm. And certainly we know that the outcomes are different and have a lot to do with whether people are insured, uninsured, or underinsured. Because as you mentioned, you know, big health problems or little health problems can become big health problems if you are in one of those categories that doesn't have proper access to care. Who participates in the CATCH program?
Well, the CATCH program is a network of independent safety net clinics. These clinics are Dream Centers, which sees only women, Mission Medical Center, Open Bible Clinic, Peak Vista Community Health Centers, the Set Family Medical Clinics, Tri-Lakes Cares up in Monument, and Westside Cares in Old Colorado City.
And these clinics, they provide care, and it's to people based on their ability to pay, correct?
Yes. Most of these clinics have an income limit. It varies from clinic to clinic. But one big place where the CATCH program fits in is if these patients are below the 200% federal poverty level, they qualify to get free labs and radiology. That 200% federal poverty level limit is $25,500 for an individual and $43,400 annual income for a family of three.
Mm. And we know that COVID-19 has affected so many things with healthcare providers being impacted as well. Their offices are full of workers that you have to protect if you are one of those managing an office like that. So how has have the clinics that are operating under the CATCH network, how have they been impacted?
Yes, not every clinic is physically open at this time, but they are opening again soon and have adjusted their hours. The best idea is to call the clinic directly or go to their website. The clinics are all listed on the Community Health Partnership website. That is ppchp.org/access to care. And under there, each clinic has a logo that can be clicked upon, and they can directly access that clinic.
And they can find out more. Okay, well, we encourage people, if you're interested in learning more about this, first you can listen for the rest of the program, because we're going to be talking much more in depth about the CATCH program, as well as CHP, and as well the managing consultant Phyllis Albritton is going to be talking about the Colorado Safety Net Collaborative, of which CHP is a part. We're going to be talking with Phyllis after the break, and you've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And today we are talking about the issue of insurance and healthcare, especially in this time of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, normally Coloradans might have insurance or Medicaid, known as Health First Colorado, to get healthcare. However, if they were in the unusual circumstance of not having insurance, there are safety net clinics in Colorado Springs, but we do have record numbers of unemployed people who also may need to tap into those clinics to provide care as well. And so joining me right now, we were talking earlier with Dr. Beth Jewell, who's with the Community Health Partnership and the medical director of CATCH, which is one place where people can get care. And now we're talking to Phyllis Albritton, who's a managing consultant for the Colorado Safety Net Collaborative, of which CHP is a part. And Phyllis, why should people care about these safety net clinics?
Well, Shannon, these safety net clinics are available to people who can't get health care otherwise. And that's important because if health care issues are addressed early and well, these are people who stay well, are able to continue working, and who don't end up in the emergency room for care. And during COVID, we definitely want to make sure that hospitals are able to focus on the sickest of the sick, someone who has a stroke or a heart attack, or someone who is very debilitated by COVID and for which there isn't a cure. We don't want emergency rooms having to worry about people whose problems could have been addressed if they had just been able to get to a doctor on a regular basis. So the clinics in Colorado Springs, represented by CATCH and Dr. Jewell, those clinics are places that people can go if they don't have insurance or if they have Medicaid to get that regular care to be healthy and stay healthy.
And so the people who go to these safety net clinics, talk a little bit about them.
Sure. As I said, these are folks who typically aren't able to afford insurance on the open market, or maybe they get Medicaid because they have very, very low income. These are folks that we often see in our community who are identified as essential service workers. In the stay-at-home and safer-at-home orders that the governor has put into place, there are people who are still working to support us. They are grocery workers. They are folks that are answering the curbside call, if you will, when you go and pick up items at different stores. Or support services. If you think of the folks who are taking care of your grandmother or your mother at home care, someone who's working in a nursing home, anybody that I've mentioned so far often has more than one job. None of the jobs have insurance for them. Because all of that work is part-time, and they still need care just like anyone else.
Right.
So these safety net clinics are there for those folks.
And the jobs are set up as part-time jobs, and sometimes it is so that that those workers are not qualifying for the health package that an employer might offer if one were full-time. And, you know, every office that's staying open, you know, has a staff that's cleaning it, et cetera, et cetera. So if someone needs to go to one of these safety net clinics for care, it's hard to manage expectations. What should they expect?
They should expect the same as any other doctor's office. They will make an appointment. They will call ahead of time. They will find the schedule that works for them. Almost all of the safety net clinics, just like doctor's offices today, are using telehealth services to make sure that patients can check in ahead of time to figure out if it's something that can be addressed over the phone or whether it's something that needs to be addressed in person. That allows the clinic workers as well as the patients to stay safe, using the Center for Disease Control guidelines for social distancing, sanitation, and making sure that we can preserve that very valuable personal protective equipment today.
And what will be what will be the out-of-pocket cost for folks?
It will depend on the clinic. So we encourage people in the Colorado Springs area to go to the Community Health Partnership website at ppchp.org/access to care so that they can find out more about what each clinic does, because everybody serves just slightly differently and are in different parts of the city. As Dr. Jewell mentioned earlier, some patients will go to a clinic and pay a small fee, but other clinics are completely free.
And when you're talking about the uninsured, speak a little bit about that population. I mean, you know, some people end up in situations in which, you know, they're not qualifying for some of the programs that would be out there that would help them get back on their feet.
Sure. And sometimes people think of folks who are uninsured as being someone who is maybe living under a bypass or standing at a light corner. And certainly those folks may be uninsured. But in the United States, other people are uninsured as well. Some are college students, some are self-employed, some are in these essential services industries such as grocery workers or nursing homes and other places where they're working multiple jobs and they may not qualify for the company's health insurance package. So these are people that you see every day when you're out and about, now that we're under a safer at home order. And they are working members of our community.
And I know that we've talked in the past, and apparently there is a patient you were going to be talking a little bit about, and that patient is disabled and is really struggling to afford premiums and so is stuck without any outpatient insurance. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. And this particular patient that Dr. Jewell was describing to me was a disabled patient who has Medicare, which is a national program. And therefore, if that person ended up in a hospital, the services would be mostly covered. But they can't afford the day-to-day care because the premium that it takes to cover that is so high given their income. So the day-to-day care isn't available easily to that person, so they go to the safety net clinic and they get regular care there instead of paying that high monthly premium for their disability.
And again, avoiding going to a hospital, which right now we're trying to keep hospitals from getting overloaded with care that can be handled, can be outsourced to places like these clinics. Well, very helpful information. We sure hope our listeners, some of whom may find that this is a program, a resource that they weren't, and they didn't even know existed. So very helpful for those who meet some of these income standards. But what if unemployment insurance or a job means that someone has a higher income? We're going to discuss that when we return with my guests for today. We're talking about health insurance and how to continue getting health care when you're uninsured or underinsured or when you're facing unemployment. That's coming up after the break. Our time right now is 9:28. You're listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome to The Extra, the show connecting you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today we are focusing on health care and how to get it, how to obtain it when you are underinsured or uninsured. You know, most people in Colorado get their insurance through their employer, nationwide, in fact. But when you're talking about in the past 9 weeks, 38 million Americans filing for unemployment, those people are losing their employer-sponsored health care. Now, they may be able to continue coverage through the COBRA program, but that only lasts for a certain amount of time. Others may not be able to have that option. And so as people lose jobs, people are also going to be losing insurance. They will be uninsured. So it's really up to all of us to know what options are out there for finding care and providing care. We've been talking to my guest today, Dr. Beth Jewell, who's with the Community Health Partnership, as well as Phyllis Albritton, who's with Colorado Safety Net Collaborative, which is part of the network that makes up the Community Health Partnership makes up, and she is a managing consultant. And Phyllis, tell us, what about health insurance? What if you are uninsured, you don't have any job, you have no income from unemployment insurance because you don't qualify at this point, or you don't have any income from anywhere else? What can people do?
Well, the good news is that you can get help from the state Medicaid program, which is called Health First Colorado. For people without insurance or no income on the horizon, you can sign up for the Medicaid program by filling out the Colorado PEAK application. It's an online form, and if you Google Colorado PEAK, PEAK is spelled P-E-A-K, Colorado PEAK, the application will be the first thing that comes up. It is pretty self-explanatory. It is easy to fill out, especially with no income, and it will allow you the opportunity to get help from the state if you are uninsured with no job, no income from anywhere else.
Well, and we know that, you know, people may be without an income now, but as things start to reopen, they may be able to obtain some sort of job. Are there income limits for Medicaid?
Yes, there are income limits for Medicaid. That's a great point. If you end up finding employment or a better job, you probably won't qualify for Medicaid anymore. And then you'll get health insurance a different way. Many people do this. They use Medicaid for a brief period of time that's uncertain to them. They don't know what's going to happen. And then as they get back on their feet, they come back into the regular insurance marketplace. Typically, people who stay on Medicaid for a long time have very serious health complications. They aren't people who are working, who have insurance through their jobs.
Now, we know that the unemployment program that was instituted through the National CARES Act meant that people were getting more money if they were filing for unemployment. And other people just may have a higher income because of their jobs. Is there any option for you if you fall in this category?
Yes, there is good news for that. Colorado is relatively unique because we have the Connect for Health Colorado state-based health insurance exchange. And that provides the ability for anyone who's lost a job in the last 60 days to choose a quality health insurance plan. If you go to connectforhealthco.com, you can find a plan. It's connectforhealthco.com. Even if you decide or don't know within the 60-day period of when you lose your job that it's right for you, every year they also have an open enrollment period that starts around October. And you can go on in October to get care for the following year. So if, for example, right now you think something looks pretty good, but it doesn't pan out, you would be able to go in October to get health insurance through Connect for Health Colorado.
Okay. And if people's circumstance has just changed, are they still able to go to that to find a plan, or is that only in October?
No, that's a good point. Anytime you have a change in your health insurance, so if you've just lost your job, you have 60 days to go and choose a quality health plan at Connect for Health Colorado. Okay.
And we know cost is always a concern, and it's hard to be forking over money when you may feel like, well, I don't really need health insurance at this point. It's essentially insurance against something happening. What can you say about affordability?
Yeah, the plans are affordable for folks if you are doing pretty well with your unemployment insurance. But if not, there are special subsidies for folks that are on a sliding scale. So the higher your income, the less subsidy. And they go up to about 400% of the federal poverty level. So to give you a sense of what that looks like, the subsidies start for folks at about 100% of the federal poverty level. It's based on family size. For an individual, 100% of the federal poverty level is about $13,000. And it goes up to the 400%, which is about $51,000. And then for a family of four, that range would be 100% would be about $26,000 for a family of four, all the way up to around $100,000 for a family of four. So those higher income folks would have less of a subsidy. Those folks at the lower end would have more of a subsidy. And the goal is to make sure that they can afford insurance on the exchange.
It's just not shutting the door on people. So that is a very positive thing. We know that there are people out there who are despairing of what has happened with the job market, and they may have lost a job, maybe were planning to get a job and couldn't get one because now a lot of the businesses are still shut down for now. They're going to be gambling and testing the waters as to going without insurance until they get back on their feet. What are the arguments against that?
Well, it is true that you can decide to go without health insurance. And good news, with Dr. Jewell and the Catch clinics, you can go to a safety net clinic in the area instead of having insurance while you figure out what the next step is going to be. We all know that quality health insurance can be very expensive, especially in the individual market. But having a serious medical issue without it is actually even more expensive. More than half of all bankruptcies in the U.S. are caused by a health issue gone wrong. And we've all heard about the surprise medical bills that people sometimes face if they have a serious issue and end up having to engage with the medical system about it. Mm-hmm. All the evidence we know points to people with health insurance have better health outcomes, because it provides that access to care. No one chooses to have a health problem. But being able to address that health problem when and if it comes is so important so that it doesn't get worse either financially or health-wise.
Okay. We want to bring Dr. Jewell back into the conversation. Dr. Jewell, how do safety net clinics help keep people healthy or prevent issues, like you said, from getting worse?
Well, the safety net clinics are primary care clinics, so they deal with preventative care. They like to take care of issues such as blood pressure, diabetes, depression, to keep those conditions under control before life-threatening problems occur. Mm-hmm. They care for sudden illnesses, rashes, injuries, so people don't need to go to the emergency room and wait a long time and not get the personal care they could get from a provider who knows them and knows their situation.
And also, and end up, that's how you end up with a bill that perhaps might lead to a bankruptcy, is if you end up in the hospital for something that could have been taken care of at a safety net clinic. We are going to be continuing on this topic here on KRDO News Radio's The Extra. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Jewell and Ms. Albritton about what can be done to help the efforts to make sure that healthcare doesn't become a problem for people in our community. That's coming up after the break. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And today we're talking about the plight of people who find themselves uninsured or underinsured, and perhaps maybe not quite uninsured yet, but they know that their insurance umbrella is going to be limited because they are facing a layoff or perhaps have been given a pink slip due to the coronavirus pandemic. We know that the pandemic is affecting so many things. This is one aspect of it that is going to be playing out, not just immediately, but in the weeks and months to come. So if you are listening to this and perhaps you don't need to worry about health insurance, you're fine, or you have health care, but you want to help, I'd like to bring Dr. Jewell in. How can our listeners do something to support your efforts so that our emergency rooms are clear for the very sick people and those suffering from COVID-19?
Well, thank you, Shannon. I think one of the points I would like to make is the overall situation in Colorado. The governor has us now under a safer at home situation. And I think that means some people are thinking, oh, this has gone away. But I want to emphasize that one of the best ways we can help anybody, and especially those who don't have health care insurance, is to keep going with that social distancing. Please wear a mask when you go out. Masks are not to protect yourself, but they are to protect the other person. And we never know who we are walking by, grocery store or the big box store. So please keep your space and wear a mask. Now, these clinics are all homegrown Colorado Springs organizations. The ones that are free do not take Medicaid, and they have not gotten the special COVID-19 funding that the federal government dedicated to hospitals and other clinics. So you can donate to these clinics, donate money. You can reach them by going to the Community Health Partnership Access to Care page. I think we've said this many times, but we'll say it again.
Say it again. Yes, please.
pphp.org/access to care, and then you can click on each individual clinic. Another way you can support these clinics is to volunteer. All the CATCH clinics are very happy to have medical professionals come and volunteer with them. We need medical assistants, nurses, physical therapists, PAs, nurse practitioners, any kind of doctor to give of their services. Mm-hmm. We have a special form on the pphp.org access to care website. You can volunteer directly on our website if you are interested in helping one of the CATCH clinics. And as I mentioned before, some of these clinics do have non-medical services, food distribution, clothing distribution, help with rent. And so non-medical volunteers are also needed. And for that, you would contact the clinic directly. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in town don't know these clinics exist.
No.
So get the word out. Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's why we are having you on the show today. But I think you're right. I think I had some nebulous knowledge that they existed. But to hear the all of the facts as to who you're helping and what sorts of situations they're finding themselves in and how you can help and keep our hospitals clear, that is information that's very important to go out to our listeners to raise awareness so that people know what these organizations are doing in our community to keep people healthy and prevent small problems from becoming larger problems. Kind of interesting that we should be talking here in the month of May, because May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. And when you're talking about skin cancer, that's one of those things where seeing a provider early on when you notice a problem can definitely prevent something from becoming a much bigger problem, because melanoma is one of those treatable diseases, especially better at the early stages. So again, we've been talking to my guest for today, Dr. Beth Jewell, who's with Community Health Partnerships CATCH program. She's the medical director of CATCH, as well as Phyllis Albritton, who's the managing consultant of the Colorado Safety Net Collaborative. Before we go, Phyllis, would you like to have a final 30 seconds to share your thoughts?
Sure. I think my puppies are wanting to share some thoughts as well. Shannon.
We take barks too.
That's right. Just to emphasize the point, if you don't have health care, don't have health insurance, these safety net clinics in Colorado Springs are definitely there to help you keep well, stay healthy, have access to services. We really appreciate anyone and everyone making sure that folks in their own community that are suffering or needing help know about them so they can get the help they need.
Okay. Sounds like a lovely dog. Dr. Jewell, one final moment for some thoughts.
Well, again, I thank you for having us on your program today. And these people at the safety net clinics are kind and understanding. You will be treated with respect and your problem will be taken care of to the best of their ability. We work together as a unit and refer to one another. I'm excited for what we can do to help people who are having a little bit of struggle at this time.
Yeah. It could happen to any one of us. They say that, yeah, all of us on average are about 2 months savings before, if we were to face a sudden loss of job, before something, we'd be facing serious consequences. And when it comes to paying for health care, it seems like insurance for that is one of the first things people consider cutting, because, you know, when you have to put food on the table, what's the first thing that you consider? So once again, we just want to applaud the work you're doing through the Community Health Partnership. Again, that website address is ppchp.org, and you can also contact them by calling 719-632-5094. My guests for today, Dr. Beth Jewell and Phyllis Albritton, want to extend our thanks. You've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio.